Welcome to our 21st SPG podcast. Good morning, it's Dr. Cassidy here. I hope you're keeping well. We're celebrating Galentine's Day in school today with the head girl team distributing chocolate roses. Our reader leaders have also worked really hard wrapping books and attaching lollipops so that we can have a blind date with a book at lunchtime. It's all happening. So on to pupil success. Congratulations to Amelia in 10T on her amazing swimming success in the Warwickshire County Swimming Championships, where she achieved gold medals in 100 metres backstroke and 50 metres freestyle, silver medals in 50 metre backstroke and 100 metres freestyle, and in the relays, where she achieved 2 silver medals and 1 bronze medal, winning a total of 7 medals. How fantastic is that? In addition, she received a special presentation from the president of Warwickshire Swimming to formally recognise her representation of the county at the National Inter-County Championships in Sheffield, where she competed against top teams from England, Scotland and Wales in October 25. This is the 3rd consecutive year Amelia has been selected to represent Warwickshire in the 100 metres freestyle and relays, and it was lovely to see her dedication recognised in such a public way by the president during the championships. What a superb recognition and achievement for such a gracious and fine young lady who always conducts herself with the utmost decorum and good grace. On Tuesday, 4 of our girls were asked to perform at the closing ceremony for Sport Birmingham at the NIA. It was an extremely significant event and the girls literally lit up the arena with their talent. Congratulations to Similori in 8P on her solo performance of Hometown Glory by Adele. She was stunningly good, and the primary children who were at the arena were in awe of her. Congratulations also to Misha in 8L, Ava in 8L, and Gerline in 9S, who performed a dance trio to Outrageous. The primary children were totally wowed with an outrageously talented performance as the girls did backflips and performed to such an amazingly high standard. They also got to meet 200 metre GB athlete Maddie Warples, who was so impressed with their prodigious talent, and rightly so. There are not many 12 and 13-year-olds who would have the confidence to stand up and inspire an arena full of primary school children. But Similori in 8P, Misha in 8L, Ava in 8L, and Gerline in 9S did. Well done, girls. And thank you to Miss Edwards for organising all of this. Well done to Abigail in 12L on her promotion in the cadets from corporal to sergeant. This is very well deserved for all her hard work and commitment in the cadets, not least in her leadership of drill. Congratulations to Sergeant Bowers. Congratulations also to the very worthy winners of the St. Josephine Bikita Prize, nominated for their all-round excellence in areas of school life. Well done to Ileana in 7S, to Sophia in 7U, to Katie in 7U, to Emily in 8U, to Katie in 8S, to Sophia Lily in 9S, to Alicia in 9P, to Miriam in 10L, to Alexandra in 10S, and to Cara in 12T. Congratulations also to Belle in 8S, who is the winner of the weekend quiz. She showed brilliant knowledge of the Winter Olympics, as well as highly organised research skills. And so on to school events. Our girls are having the most fantastic time skiing. It got even better when they realised they were sharing a hotel with the French Olympic slalom team. As you can imagine, lots of selfies with the Olympic skier, Léo Arjonot, and that was just with the staff. Seriously, the ski trip is going wonderfully well. Advanced and intermediate groups are, as Mrs. Toulenbell said, bossing the mountain. And the beginners all did red runs yesterday afternoon, which is an amazing achievement. So proud of our girls for their endless positivity and exemplary response. Thanks also to Mrs. Toulenbell for organising this visit and for all the support of Miss Brown, Miss Hickey, Mrs. Jones, Mr. Kirks and Mrs. Sangira. On Monday, Year 13 had their Vivas for Pragmatics with RE teachers, the SLT and governors. We were so impressed with Year 13, who spoke with such insight on their Pragmatics course and on their volunteer placements. They were absolutely brilliant, and we are so proud of Year 13 and the positive impact they have and are and will make on the world. On Tuesday, a group of 40 pupils were wonderful in the Canelm Youth Trust panel discussing matters of faith and religion. The Canelm Youth Trust were so impressed at the maturity and dynamic faith commitment of the girls, and we're also extremely proud that Purity in 10S has been asked to be a panel member representing Youth Voice with the Canelm Youth Trust. On Tuesday, all Year 7 had an excellent experience when they went to a CBSO concert at Symphony Hall. They were impeccably behaved and loved the programme based on the theme of space, which included pieces from Star Wars and E.T. A wonderful afternoon was had by all. Thank you to parents for attending the Barcelona meeting on Tuesday. I think we're all jealous to see and hear about the visit organised for our food and health and social care students starting on the 22nd of March to the 27th. On Wednesday, the Feast of Our Lady of Lourdes, we held prayer services remembering our sick and entrusting them to Our Lady for her healing help. We also prayed for those who care for the sick, who are, like Mary, handmaids of the Lord. Yesterday, our GCSE and A-level students of art had a brilliant visit to London. They went to the National Portrait Gallery and viewed the famous portraits of William Shakespeare, Mary Seacole, the Bronte sisters and Ed Sheeran, just a few, and they also greatly enjoyed seeing Van Gogh's sunflowers at the National Gallery, as well as their visit to the Whitechapel Gallery. Thanks so much to Mrs. Drury and to Miss Rode for organising this inspirational artistic experience. We were delighted to welcome Sister Trace to school yesterday, where she visited many wonderful RE lessons. She received a fantastic guard of honour to welcome her from Sergeant Bowers, Cadet Nguyen, Cadet McNamara, Corporal Casey, Cadet Dung, Cadet Tissima Langa, and Cadet Binham. Muchas gracias to Miss Esposito and Miss Short for taking the Spanish GCSE students to Bar Estilo to savour Spanish cuisine, including tapas and paella, and then going to a performance of Don Quixote at the Hippodrome. Members of the audience complimented the girls on their excellent behaviour, and we are so proud of them. What a great experience of Spanish culture. The girls who went on the computer science conference to Paris are now going to share their insights from this experience.
Hi, I'm Joanna from Year 10, and on the computer science trip, we not only went to Disneyland for a conference, but we also explored some of Paris and saw some of the cultural sites. One of my favourite memories was when, with Miss Langford and a couple of the other students, we all went to this shop where we got free roses. It was really nice because not only did we get to like make our friendship stronger, but we also like did an activity together that was just genuinely fun. And I want to say thanks for all that the staff did and how like lovely they were to us.
Hello everyone, I'm Carla J from Year 11 and I'm in the form 11U. I wanted to tell how my trip in Paris went so far. I can't choose one like greatest memory, but I'd say this whole trip was a wonderful memory. I'm going to treasure this very much. And if I had to choose one, I would say this ride at Disneyland. It was called Star Wars. It was basically like a roller coaster, which was pretty scary, but it was also exciting. So I was just screaming the entire ride, but it was nice. I forget this. A very special thanks to Miss Langford, to Miss Forrest and Miss McGlone, who was there throughout this entire trip, and they always made sure that we were there safely. Even they would walk just behind us, in front of us, and then they would make sure we are reaching there safely. And if anything, they made this trip even more memorable, I believe.
Hi, it's Chloe from Year 13. From the Paris trip, I found it really interesting how ethical hacking uses hacking techniques in a positive way to improve security, and how generative AI can create new content and support developers, while also raising importance about ethical issues and privacy around misuse. I would like to say a big thank you to Miss Langford, Miss Forrest and Miss McGlone for taking us to Paris, and the parents and guardians who have paid and allowed us to have this amazing opportunity.
Thank you to the girls for their gracious update on the Paris trip. And so on to forthcoming events. We return to school at normal time on Monday, the 23rd of February at 8:50 a.m. The deadline for Year 9 options choices is also Monday. Your daughter has been given her login details, and she has also been reminded to take a photograph of her login details at AM registration before she handed in her mobile phone should she lose the piece of paper. Thursday, the 5th of March, is World Book Day. Normally, we only ask Year 7 and Year 12 to dress as a character from a book. But as this is the year of reading, we open it up to anyone in school to dress as a character from a book and to explain why this character is significant. Thursday, the 5th of March, is also Year 10 Parents' Evening, and Thursday, the 19th of March, is Year 7 Parents' Evening. Mrs. Liddell is now going to give an update of activities and events as well as support available over the half-term holidays.
Hello, Mrs. Liddell here, Family Liaison at St. Paul's. We are all looking forward to half-term this coming week, and we just wanted to keep you up to date with things that will keep you all safe, healthy and busy over the week-long break. Next week, we see Chinese New Year arriving in Birmingham with free activities from Tuesday, the 17th of February, right up until the 22nd of Feb. The Chinese New Year celebrations feature a free-to-attend, packed programme full of traditional and contemporary music, dance and theatre performances. There will also be market stalls, fun fair rides and family-friendly activities in the Hippodrome Square, South Side, every day from Tuesday, February the 17th until Sunday, February the 22nd, when the main Chinese New Year festival celebration will take place. Expect a traditional line procession across the Hippodrome Square and Chinatown. In Touchwood Centre, over in Solihull, they're welcoming in the Year of the Horse with a vibrant community celebration. Enjoy workshops, face painting and calligraphy, plus the traditional lion dance parade, all in partnership with the local Hong Kong community. This drop-in event takes place on Saturday, the 21st of February, and is completely free to attend. If you have younger children, there's an event over at the Merryhill Centre called Goo HQ. It's a completely free slime lab for families to enjoy. Led by gooologist Professor Goo, youngsters will be guided through an interactive slime making adventure. Using child-safe, non-toxic ingredients, Goo HQ is suitable for children of all ages and abilities, and they get to take home their own pot of goo for free. Sessions will run daily from February the 16th to February the 20th, from 11 till 4. The first session of each day is always SEN friendly. Also remember, Birmingham Museum and Art Gallery, which are completely free to attend. They have some lovely exhibitions and it's a great way to spend a morning or an afternoon. They're also running some paid art sessions at a cost of £3.50 per child. So please do check out the Birmingham Museum and Art Gallery website for details. Unfortunately, the Bring It On Brum holiday clubs do not operate across half terms, but do listen out for the next round of Easter clubs. We will remind you nearer the time when bookings open. If you need wellbeing support for your child over half term, our website has all of the links you need to local and national mental health support. The Pause Hub in Digbeth is open over half term. Please check their website for details of the Digbeth opening times. They now also operate out of local family hubs in Northfield, Hodge Hill and Erdington. Again, check out the Pause Birmingham website for details of these times and days. Pause Birmingham, based down in Digbeth, is offering a free Make Your Own Friendship Bracelet workshop suitable for ages 12 to 14 on Saturday, the 21st of Feb. Please do pop onto the Pause Birmingham website to book your free space. Also remember, we are working with Compass Mental Health Support Team in school and we can refer your child for a six-week programme of support. Please drop an email to your child's head of year or give us a call if you would like more information. As always, if you are worried about your child or a child in the community over half term, please contact Birmingham Children's Trust on 0121 303 1888 or if you are local to Sandwell, 0121 569 3100. We also still have a small amount of applications available for household items provided by the St Vincent de Paul charity. So please do get in touch if you think we would be able to help. Please check the website for details of your local food banks, which will all be open across the half term in case you're struggling. We wish you a happy and safe half term and look forward to the second half of this spring term on the 23rd of February. Take care.
Thank you so much to Mrs. Liddell. I just love the sound of slime making adventures over the half term. Please know that there is all of the support on the website, and also know that we are here to support you in whatever way we can. Please do get in touch with Mrs. Liddell or your daughter's head of year should you ever need help. We're SPG family and we're here to support one another. As you are aware, as well as the Year of the Horse, Wednesday the 18th of February is Ash Wednesday, and it's right in the middle of the half term. It's a day to go to Mass, receive ashes, and it's also a day of fasting and abstinence when we don't eat meat. This year, Lent and Ramadan coincide, and we can learn so much from our Muslim faith friends about commitment to fasting as they do not eat or drink during daylight. it really does put our sacrifices of giving up crisps or chocolate into perspective. So our Just One Thing this week is led by Alejandra, our lay chaplain, on what we can do to support our girls during this season of Lent.
Lent is a time when we prepare to celebrate the great feast of Easter by looking at our lives and trying to see how we can follow God more closely. Lent can be challenging for many, and this is particularly true for young people. They may have difficulty understanding the devotions of prayer, fasting, and almsgiving that are fundamental practices of the church during this time. As a parent, you are in the perfect position to help your daughter in this Lenten season. Living Lent together as a family can bring exceptional spiritual benefits for all during the 40 days and beyond. Keep in mind that the goal of this time for you and your daughter is to recommit your lives to Christ as you reflect on his passion and prepare to celebrate his resurrection. To help facilitate this, you may consider the following strategies. First, the best way to start Lent is to attend Mass on Ash Wednesday and to receive ash on your forehead. This is a meaningful way to enter this penitential season. Continue by reading and discussing Jesus' time in the desert found in Matthew chapter 4, verses 1 to 11, and what he said about prayer, fasting, and almsgiving in Matthew chapter 6. Use these passages to help you explain the significance of Lent, the devotions, and resisting temptations, all with the purpose of drawing us closer to God. There are many wonderful youth resources in books, podcasts, videos to explain Lenten traditions and their meanings. It is worth exploring these resources and tailoring them to fit your daughter's age and level of understanding. Second, set meaningful goals. You know your daughter better than anyone else. Encourage her to set personal goals for the spiritual growth that are achievable but meaningful. These could include acts of kindness, prayers, giving up a habit, or doing something extra to help others. Work together to identify age-appropriate fasting that your daughter can participate in. Foster an environment where your daughter feels comfortable discussing her experience with you. And third, family participation. Establish a routine that incorporates specific Lenten practices that involve the whole family. This could include praying a specific prayer at a particular time together, attending an additional church liturgy together, like daily mass, stations of the cross, penance service, or going to holy hour together. Giving up the same thing during Lent, like sweets or screen time, and engaging in acts of charity together. There are many things that can be done, and when done together, it can ease the burden and awaken a joy that contributes to family unity and solidarity. Children learn well by example, so demonstrate your commitment to Lenten practices. Your own participation and dedication will likely inspire them. So this year, let us start the Lenten season together. Lord, hear our prayer as we begin this Lenten journey with you. Let us be honest with ourselves as we look into our hearts and soul. Guide us as we humbly seek to repent and to return your love. May humility guide our efforts to be reconciled with you and live forever in your abundant grace. Give us the strength to make ourselves available to you every day as we prepare for Easter. Amen.
Thank you to Alejandra for those Lenten ideas. And we're now going to give ourselves time to plan our Lenten observances while listening to the wonderfully talented Bianca in 8S play her grade 3 piano piece, Twilight. And so we conclude with prayer. And Galentine's Day is an international celebration held on February the 13th that focuses on appreciating the women in our lives, family, friends, sisters, colleagues. Everyone knows about Valentine's Day, which primarily focuses on couples celebrating their romantic love. But on Galentine's Day, women celebrate the beautiful bond of female friendship. We give thanks for all the gals and celebrate friendship, joy, and support among women, independent of romantic relationships. In Scripture, we see many beautiful examples of inspirational female friendships, such as Ruth and Naomi in the Old Testament, Mary and Elizabeth, and Mary and Martha, as well as in the saints of the church, such as the 3rd century Christian martyrs, Saints Perpetua and Saints Felicity, who faced death together. These women, or gals, offer us valuable lessons about female support of each other. For as Saint Maximilian Kolbe said, "In the company of friends, we will find strength to attain our sublime ideal." So, on this Galentine's Day, let's take time to give thanks for the incredible women in our lives, the gals and friends who lift us up, who walk beside us, and who guide us with kindness, wisdom, and grace. At the Visitation, we see how Mary and Elizabeth find mutual support and share joy in God's gifts. We ask our Blessed Lady to visit our girls so that they can be ever inspired by her example and be gals of faith, hope, and love. And on this Galentine's Day, we entrust our gals to Saint Felicity and Saint Perpetua, and we say, pray for us. Have a wonderful half term, and thank you for all of your support in the first half of the academic year. With the help of God, our girls will go from strength to strength in the second half of the academic year, knowing, I am a St. Paul's girl, and there is nothing I cannot achieve.